Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. Kelly Sparta is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Kelly's a new friend, soon to be old friend. Kelly is the author of The Consultative Real Estate Agent. And she is a business coach for primarily for real estate agents, but she has other clients and is looking for others. She is she's one of the people who agrees with me about something very important, which always makes that awfully handy. It's awfully handy when my guests agree with me, and that's this thing about negotiating. Kelly, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And I meant to say networking.
Ah, okay.
Sometimes the words just don't come out right, Kelly. I know that doesn't happen
totally
to you.
I totally understand.
Kelly, in 1998 or 99, I guess it was, I started saying that there were three things that small business owners were going to have to be good at in the 21st century, in addition to all the other things that we need to be good, in addition to all the standard things. And those three things are, one, the ability to leverage technology.
Mm-hmm.
Two, the ability to develop strategic alliances.
Mm-hmm.
And three, the thing that would help you get those strategic alliances, networking.
Absolutely.
What do you think?
I couldn't agree more. Those are the three primary things I do in my business today.
And seven, 8 years later, the networking thing continues to be, well, all three of them continue to be true. I don't say a lot of smart things, Kelly, but that was one smart thing that I said. And I still believe that. But networking is something that we kind of take for granted, isn't it? We think that everybody is born as a networker, don't we?
Yes, we do. And that's so not true for most people.
Why?
You know, I'm not really... part of it, I think, is a function of the fact that as children, we aren't taught very well how to connect with other people. We're taught how to follow directions, and we're taught how to toe the line, and we're taught how to shut up, sit down, and pay attention.
You're not a toe-the-line kind of person, are you, Kelly?
Get that impression, did you?
Well, you have an alter ego, April Showers.
Yes.
You have this alter ego, April Showers, that you play in Renaissance fairs, and so I just get. And you're also a juggler.
Yes.
And you're a lead singer in a rock band.
Well, I was.
You're not a toe the line kind of person, are you?
No, I'm not.
How's that working out for you, Kelly?
I'm a hard worker, but I'm not a toe the line kind of gal. I'm a little counterculture.
How's that working out for you, Kelly?
I have a very interesting and very full life, and it really works very well for me. It tends to be a little surprising to people because, you know, and you're cheating because you're getting all this stuff off my trivia page.
No, we do our homework around here. I dug this
absolutely.
Up. I talked to your mother. She told me all this stuff. Kelly,
oh, God, if you talk to my mother, I'm in deep trouble.
But seriously, see, you come to the marketplace with a hi world, how do you like me so far kind of an attitude. The average,
pretty much.
You know, a lot of people don't have that benefit.
Well, and what do you mean?
What I mean is everybody doesn't meet the world halfway. They lay back a little bit. They're a little bit quieter, a little bit, you know,
right.
Or they're not sure how to do that. How do we get the average person out there, the regular folks out there who may not be the lead, the rock band personality, how do we get that person to be more effective as a networker?
As a networker.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the first thing I would say is to realize that the people around you are not going to bite if you talk to them. And I think that a lot of people worry that other people are sitting in judgment of them and that they're afraid that they're going to say something wrong or that they're going to come off sounding lame or something like that. And the fact of the matter is that what you have to realize is that everyone is thinking that. Even the person who's looking at you, that you're worried, is thinking that about you. And so if you can come to it with that understanding that everybody's insecure and everybody has a story running in their heads that says, oh, I'm not good enough, or nobody's going to really want to talk to me. Mm-hmm. If you can, instead of sitting in your own story there, if you can look at that person with compassion and say, you know, they're feeling really left out, why don't I go and talk to them to make them feel better?
Mm-hmm.
It's a much easier way to approach a conversation.
So if it takes charity, it's okay. Is that what you're
Absolutely.
Saying?
Absolutely. It's all about perspective. If you can change your perspective, you can change your experience of anything.
Well, here's the thing. One of the things that we used to, when I was selling many, many years ago, you know, one of the things my mentors taught me was when you're about to go call on someone and you're feeling reticent about that, you're feeling apprehensive about it because you're thinking that they're going to say, you know, they don't want you to talk to them. You have to remind yourself two things. Number one, as you said kind of earlier, you said this, they can't eat you.
Right.
Number two, the worst thing they could do is ask you to go back where you came from, which is where you are now. So that means you would be no worse off.
Right.
Right?
Never hurts to ask.
Exactly. And so with networking, sort of dial that down just a little bit and say, you know, there's a person over there I haven't met. Nothing bad will come from me meeting that person, and something good might come from it.
Right. I've had so many magical things happen just because I walked up to somebody and said hi. And the other thing to keep in mind is that most of the time that I start a conversation, it's either just because I want to be social and I'm bored waiting in line at a supermarket or something mm-hmm. like that, or it's because I'm trying to be of service. And, for instance, I walked into a Staples one day, and I was waiting for some information on something that they were trying to get from the back, and I saw this woman looking at a chair that I own. And so I walked up and I said, you know, if you're interested in that chair, I've got it. It's held up for a year really nicely. I love it. And she said, well, you know, we were trying to get something a little cheaper because, you know, we thought these were on sale, da 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 da. I said, well, you know what? Here's the name of a discount furniture place. They sell used furniture. I said, you know, what sort of business are you starting? And she said she needed conference room chairs. And mm-hmm. she said, oh, a real estate brokerage. Boom.
Wow.
I have business.
So you've got like real estate DAR, right? You got this radar for realtors, is that right?
And you know what? I think I just have good karma.
You have a special realtor antenna, I think.
Kelly. I think I do. Yeah. I think I do.
Let's take a quick break, folks. When we come back, I'm going to ask Kelly, what's the most important thing you need to know about networking and juggling? I'm going to get Kelly to teach us how to juggle on the radio. That's never been done before, ladies and gentlemen, and we're just the guys to do it. Stay with us, 20 after. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our new friend, Kelly Sparta. And Kelly is a networking expert. She helps lots of different folks, especially realtors, put their best foot forward in the marketplace and get more customers and keep more customers. And one of the ways she does it is to help them do a better job of networking. And sometimes she also teaches them how to juggle. Now, yeah. Kelly, I need you to tell us, what's the key to successful juggling?
The key to successful juggling is to not keep your eye on any one ball too long.
You got to kind of unfocus, right?
Yep.
Do you have to look at any? I mean, do you actually look at anything, or do you just kind of unfocus and feel the blur, so to speak?
Well, you look through the balls and you watch them peripherally.
Right.
And that's the easiest way to do that.
What
you know,
about?
It's getting into the rhythm.
What about, like, juggling chainsaws and things like that, knives and things like that?
I have never been that crazy.
Okay. You've seen the guys who do that, though, right?
I have. And, you know, you notice it's always guys.
Yeah. What's up? Well, they got the strong wrist thing.
Well, there's the strong wrist thing, but there's also that, you know, thing that women go, geez, you know, chainsaws, that might cut me.
That's right. Women don't like it when people have to call 911, do they?
No, really, we don't.
I think that's one of the big differences between men and women. Guys don't mind 911, women not so much.
Yeah, you know, we look at it and go, wow, you just made a mess all over my floor. What am I going to do?
Would you please sweep these body parts up and get them out of here?
Hey, guys.
All right, so Kelly, you're at a networking event. You're at a smooching event, mm-hmm. and things aren't going so well. Do you ever just break out the juggling balls and try to win friends that way?
No, I've never done that.
Is that a bad idea?
No, it actually wouldn't be a bad idea.
The point I'm making here is maybe do something a little wacky.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to remember that if you're at a networking event, everybody's there because they want to talk to you.
Yeah.
And most of the people are just sitting there going, geez, you know, I really want to talk to somebody, but I don't know who. And so the challenges that come in is that, you know, once you get to talk to somebody, it's often hard to disengage because they're so desperate to be talking to somebody, anybody, that they don't want to let you go.
You're right. No, I would rather, I don't have as much trouble getting hooked up as I do getting unhooked. But
yep.
let's leave the networking events and talk about the times when, you know, when you're in a networking event, that's this whole networking cauldron. Everybody knows you why you're there, and so everybody sort of suits up and, you know, goes onto the playing field. But mm-hmm. but you did something at that store where you walked up to somebody you didn't know, and, you know, you could have been arrested for that, but good for you for helping that lady. But what about situations like that, I mean, where it's not, you know, a, quote, networking event, unquote?
Well, you know what? It's just a matter of finding something in common. Simply, I find that most people aren't fully present in any given moment, and if you do actually just sit and tune into what's going on around you, you will find something in common with the person to talk to that's anywhere near you. In that instance, it was a chair that I had that she was looking at. In other instances, it's been somebody looks tired in line in front of me, and I go, oh, you had a day, huh? And they say, yeah, I really did, and you give them a chance to talk. And it's just a matter of finding a connection point and opening them
up.
But you do
two things, Kelly, that a lot of people don't do. And I wish they would do more. Other people would do more of this. Number one, you pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
You notice other people.
Mm-hmm.
And you give a damn.
Right.
And see, though, I guess that was three things. And
yes,
so Kelly, I mean, a lot of people, I'm afraid, don't do either one of those things. They're so self-absorbed, or that they, you know, I don't know. It's just, I think if you're going to be successful in the marketplace, you've got to open your eyes, pay a little more attention, look at what's going on around you, the people that are going on around you, and contemplate their life just for a moment. What do you think?
Right. That's absolutely true.
And then what do you do?
Talk. Open your mouth and say something.
Yeah, like what?
It doesn't matter what. It just needs to be something that is not a yes or no.
Mm-hmm.
So all you have to do is, you know, what I do is I make leaps of faith. I make assumptions, and then I let people correct me. So something like, oh, had a bad day, did you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they didn't tell me that. Mm-hmm. I just make an assumption based on the way they're carrying themselves, mm-hmm. their body language is down, you know, whatever. Somebody smiles at me, I'm like, hey, how's it going? Because they're smiling at me, so they're inviting a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Simply smiling at somebody else may have them invite the conversation with you. You know, it's simply a matter of being conscious and present, because the fact is that if you can find somebody else where you can make eye contact, that's rare enough today,
mm-hmm.
that it would probably spark a conversation just from the fact that you made eye contact. Because
Kelly,
are there
any places where you can't go back?
Any places where what?
Where you can't go back. I mean, you ever been prohibited from coming back into any grocery stores or anything like that?
Absolutely not.
Okay, all right, good. Well, I'm glad to know that. Kelly, give us your website, please.
It's www.spartasuccess.com.
What do we find when we get there?
You will find a plethora of things. We talk about networking.
What about your book?
Well, absolutely, you're going to find my book, which is
The Consultative Real Estate Agent.
Yes.
It's also available wherever books are sold, too, right?
Absolutely.
It's brand new, too, right?
Yep, just came out this year.
Hey, Kelly, congratulations. You keep that networking going. Thank you for sharing some of your ideas with us today.
Thank you for having me.
I enjoyed it. I hope you did.
I do too.
See you later. Quick break. Right back with our good buddy Chad Moutre. We're going to find out how small businesses are doing. 29 after. Stay with us.
Oh, 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 but it should be nice.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.